This is VOA News. Fire remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. Iran's supreme leader says the U.S. must lift all sanctions if it wants Iran to live up to the nuclear deal with Western powers. The comments televised on state mark the Ayatollah Ali Khamenei's first since the inauguration of President Joe Biden, who has said he wants to rejoin the accord. Former President Donald Trump unilaterally withdrew the U.S. from the deal in 2018. Iran has threatened to expel nuclear inspections later this month and begun enriching uranium closer to weapons-grade levels and ramped up its military drills, including firing cruise missiles as part of a naval drill in the Gulf of Oman last month. As many as 150 were feared dead in northern India after a Himalayan glacier broke and crashed into a dam early Sunday, with floods forcing the evacuations of villages downstream. A witness reported a wall of dust, rock, and water as an avalanche roared down a river valley. Locals feared that people working at a nearby hydropower project had been swept away, as well as villagers roaming near the river looking for firewood or grazing their cattle. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that he was closely monitoring that situation, and India's Air Force was being ready to help with rescue operations, according to the federal government. Some poorer countries are getting tired of waiting to get vaccines through a United Nations program, so now they're striking out on their own. Countries including Honduras, Serbia, and Mexico have cut their own private deals. Experts are increasingly concerned that these go-it-alone efforts could undermine a United Nations-backed program to get COVID-19 shots to the neediest people worldwide. In past disease outbreaks, less wealthy countries generally waited for vaccines to be delivered by the UN and others. This is VOA News. With U.S. President Joe Biden vowing to get younger students back to the classroom by spring, some experts want the U.S. to refocus its COVID-19 testing system less on medical precision than on mass screening than they believe could save hundreds of thousands of lives. As vaccinations slowly ramp up, they say turning to millions more rapid tests that are cheaper and faster but technically less accurate than the predominant genetic test may improve the chances of identifying sick people during the early days of infection when they're not as contagious. The case for wide-scale rapid testing is getting a boost from universities and school systems that have used the approach to stay open through the latest waves of the pandemic. A year after his death from COVID-19, residents in the Chinese city of Wuhan say they remain grateful to the whistleblower doctor who first sounded the alarm about the outbreak before it received official recognition. Li Wenyang, an ophthalmologist at a hospital in the city, became one of the most visible figures in the early days of the outbreak in Wuhan when he tried to sound the alarm about its appearance, but he was reprimanded by police for spreading rumors. The 34-year-old's death from the virus on February 7th of last year led to an outpouring of public mourning and rare expressions of anger online. But when President Xi Jinping honored the heroes of the People's War against COVID in September, there was no mention of Li's contribution. Health officials are on edge as the coronavirus clashes with a Sunday sports event that typically brings millions of people together in the United States. That's the NFL Super Bowl. They fear that the game could see new COVID-19 cases if fans attend parties to watch Tampa Bay play Kansas City. The new coronavirus strain that spread quickly in the United Kingdom was confirmed in Kansas after turning up in several other states. States, meanwhile, are in a race to vaccinate. The game will be played in front of about 22,000 masked fans in Tampa, many of them vaccinated health workers. Tens of thousands of people took to the streets once again of Myanmar City Saturday to denounce this week's coup and demand the release of elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi, despite a blockade on the internet by the junta. In an upwelling of anger in the country's largest city, thousands of protesters marched through the streets carrying banners reading People's Protest Against Military Coup. Many in the crowds wore red, the color of Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy, which won the November 8th elections in a landslide result. But the generals have refused to recognize it, claiming fraud. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.